10th paragraph of Bara, 4th Mishnah. Torah Lechatas Shenogah B'Tana Be'yodai Tomei. First one is Torah Lechatas, and he touched the Tana with his hands, he is Tomei. Because once again, this Tana was not did not go through a special Tana process for the sake of Paratumas. So even though the Tana is Tahor, but it makes him Tomei. Beraglai Tahor. If he touches with his foot, then they weren't going to Tomei. If he's standing on top of the Tano, Poshid Yodoi Chutz L'Tano, Halogim B'Seicha, and he sticks his hands outside of the Tano, and he's holding this Kli that has the waters of the Paradum in it. L'Cheina Esel. That's the Esel, is a stick that a person puts on his shoulder to carry things on the sides of the stick. Shemnasim L'Gabi Tano. Here he supported on top of this Tano, Voshne Klolos. It has two of these kelim. In other words, the pole is on top of the tanner and jutting out on both sides, and the two of these bottles of mechatas waters. Echad mikan, echad mikan. Each one of the two sides of the tanner, not in the tanner. He says, and since it's not on top of the tanner, even though it's supported by something that is supported by the tanner, that's not a problem. Because the one that's holding them is on top of the Tana, we treat it as if the thing that is supported by something else is in the place where its mokim is, where the thing that's holding it. And therefore, it's considered that it's in a mokim, which is not Torah, which is a Tana.